Hi, this is Ray Revlin Ossified. I'm here to talk about the difference between women and men, what the differences are, and why these differences happen. All right, first, for men, they always want to be on top. But for women, they know they're on top. For men, in basketball, there's a certain hormone that gets them on the losing side of the field most of the time. And that's called testosterone. I mean, all men have it. Testosterone will do something to a man that will show that women are better than men. Which is getting cocky. And basically that word derives from a rooster and the addition of the Y. So it's like, okay, here's the thing. If you are a male rooster, you will always scream or be better than the opposite sex of the hen variety. Okay. Lastly, we're going to talk about what women can do that men cannot, and that's basically said a manly thing, but women do it a lot better. Okay. So first, this episode, we're going to talk about sports. Why women are better at sports than men, even though the stereotype said men are better than women at sports, all of them. Okay. As I said before in the pilot, men develop a hormone called testosterone. Testosterone is basically a hormone that says, okay, you got in your head that you're going to be undefeated completely, through and through. Women, on the other hand, have a hormone known as estrogen. What that is a hormone that says, let's say we're doing basketball, which is what I'm going to talk about after this. Basketball, men think, oh, if I do this, this, and this, which are all negative, I can win the game. That's incorrect. What women think is, how many points can I shoot in a game without having a foul? And then the team that is dominant gets the highest score. So, let's go, for example, for women's college basketball. UConn versus Penn State. UConn women's had that mentality in their head, okay, let's keep this undefeatedness going, because they're basically 7,500 and something undefeated that game. So they thought in their head, let's dominate this, keep us number one, and let's go. So what they did was they scored 98 points. Penn State, 18. At the end of the game. So what does that mean? That means UConn, their head, had the mentality to be like, okay, let's shoot and make points instantaneously as we get the ball. And the points are spread out between each teammate. So, but men's. Let's talk that. Men's UConn. Their win-loss is choppy. One day they could win three. Other day they can drop down and lose two. So, the statistics meaning that they never got to the Final Four, they never got to the Final Two, and they never got a championship. So, that's why women have a better chance at beating men in stats. Because in their minds, they want to make a personal record. In men's minds, They're just willing to beat everyone in any way possible, which is not going to help them. So, that's my first one.